and it's been happening in all cities, even in Detroit. But I'm here to tell you, for the first day ever, Pittsburgh, who lost their station, WDUQ, has a new station. It's WYZR. They went on the air today. So jazz is coming back. We will not be silenced. I knew Dave Rubin. He was a great man. He shared many a story with me. I want to share one with you right now about Dave Rubin. He grew up in California. And all of his brothers and cousins, they used to ride on horses, and they used to lasso cattle and this kind of thing. And he would get bored. And he got so bored being out there that he would start listening to the horses and the cadence and the rhythms of the hooves on the pavement. And he said, huh, I wonder what time signature that is. I wonder what time signature that is. And of course, that experience from them horses begat Timeout Take Five with all those wonderful time signatures that we enjoyed from Blue Rondo a la Turk and Take Five, so on and so forth. And we have with us today his sons. Give him a hand. Chris Rubin on bass. Dan Rubin on drums. Thank you.
I
By Dave Brubeck called Bossa Nova USA, written in the early 60s. Everyone in this group writes, but we're saluting Dave, Dan and I's father, and good friend of Chuck and Mike's by playing all of his compositions. So we'd like to do another one for you that shows some of my dad's genius. And by the way, he really loved to play for this crowd here. He thought Detroit was a great, great audience to play for. We feel the same way. So this is a tune he played at another jazz festival. I'm sorry to mention it in the same paragraph, but that one called Newport, you know. He was on Atlantic Records at the time, and Ahmet Ertegun had a soundtrack from Atlantic back there. And he asked Dave if he had some new material that he could possibly play so they could record it. And my father said to him, "How many minutes till we go on?" And therefore he wrote this quick little tune, which is fun to play. It's called Blues for Newport. Thank you. A tune that Dave wrote, completely different direction.
who's one of the pioneers of jazz waltzes, starting off with his version of Someday My Prince Will Come, which Miles heard and really dug and recorded, and it became a jazz standard. But Dave also wrote a tune for his sister that's on the Time Out record. You guys might know this. It's called Kathy's Waltz. It's got a real beautiful melody. And Dave always started this waltz in 4/4, and we will too, but the way we arrange it on our newest recording called Lifetimes, we did it in a style of music that didn't exist when Dave wrote this song. But we played this for him when we came out of the studio, and he dug the concept. It's going to start off with a guitar solo by Mike D'Amico on the great melody, The Kathy's Waltz.
Thank you.
To do a tune for you. It's also from the Lifetime CD that my father wrote. It's sort of a surprising groove you wouldn't necessarily associate with him for this kind of thing. And I wanted to say a thank you to all the jazz DJs that are left in America, because they really did us a solid and played our record a lot. And we were shocked at the end of the year. It was in the top 10 of all the records that was played in the United States. There were jazz records. And thank you all for listening and calling in and requesting it, because that has a lot to do with it too. And it's hard to sell recordings here, but if you look at, want to go on Amazon or CD Baby, and you can find that kind of thing there. So this tune actually has roots in Africa. My brother Darius taught jazz over there. He was the first guy in the continent of Africa to be teaching. And so this is a tune that Dave wrote for Darius's group called the Jazzanians, which was the Rainbow Group. It had Zulus and Xhosas and Afrikaans and English, all the people that are supposed to hate each other, were in this band digging each other. So this is a group, this is Jazzanians. Thank you. Tunes. We like to slow it down, and we like to feature Chuck at first, playing one of Dave's gorgeous ballads called Strange Metal Arc, and then we're going to go into a beautiful tune that became a jazz standard called In Your Own Sweet Way, written for our mother, who's feeling a bit under the weather, and she says hello to everyone here, wishes she could be here, but this is for Iola Brubeck, In Your Own Sweet Way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Detroit audience, man, we can play something up and funky or a ballad, and you're right there. It's so great to play for you. And I want to thank everyone that's organizing this festival, Chris Collins and my friend David Barbaugh, and hundreds of other people that are helping to make this happen, mix and set up the stage. And they're doing so much to honor Dan and I's father. The family is really pleased. I don't know if you've had a chance to decipher the schedule, but on Monday afternoon, they're doing my father's piece, The Mass, that it's mostly going to be there, and maybe some of the more purely religious elements will not be there. But the chorus is going to be there, and the orchestra is going to be there, and us improvising with Rick Margetza joining us. And also, there's a big band concert coming up. I think that's tomorrow. And in the big band concert, they commissioned a lot of the best arrangers in jazz today to write new big band arrangements of my dad's music, and our family is so pleased. Guys like Bill Cunliffe and Bob Minster from the Yellow Jackets is here, and it's incredible. Also, Walter White from the Detroit area, great trumpet player, he did an arrangement too. And on top of all that, the show that my mom and dad wrote for Louis Armstrong and Carmen McRae, called The Real Ambassadors, is going to be done for the first time since it was done in 1962 at the Monterey Jazz Festival. So that is an incredible thing. And we're so grateful for everyone here for putting all the work in for that. Now, this is a tune that came out of my dad's tour in 1958, sort of what inspired The Real Ambassadors. When good old Eisenhower sent jazz musicians all over the world, he thought he'd win hearts and minds with jazz music because that represented the freedom in America. And it, son of a gun, it worked. So the other thing that happened is sometimes people would come back, like my father, hearing rhythms that they had never heard in the United States. And this is a classic case. This is a great tune. You'll probably recognize that it's a 9/8 time. And you guys are so hip, I'm sure you know this tune. It's called Blue Rondo a la Crick.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. One more hand for Mike D'Amico on guitar. Mike D'Amico. Chuck Lamb on piano. I'm Chris Brubeck on bass and trombone. And there isn't even Dan Brubeck on drums. Thank you.
Yeah, Dan Newbeck on drums. Chuck Lamb on piano. Michael Newbeck on guitar. And just give back to the Newbeck Rhythm Quartet. God bless you, and thanks for coming out. Thank you for supporting jazz.